Have you ever felt a whisper of guidance in the depths of your being, a faint echo urging you towards a path unknown? That's your higher self, the wise, compassionate essence within you, yearning to communicate, to guide you towards your highest potential. But what if you're missing out on its profound wisdom simply because you haven't learned how to listen? This must be avoided at all costs. In order to do so, we must understand that the journey begins with aligning with the present moment. The present is more than just a slice of time. It's the doorway to connecting with our higher self. In the teachings of many spiritual traditions, the present moment is hailed as the only true reality. Past and future are constructs of the mind that often distract us from the essence of life unfolding right now. But how does one align with the present? Imagine walking through a forest, your mind a whirlwind of thoughts about what awaits you tomorrow or ruminations over yesterday. In this state, the beauty of the forest eludes you. The chirping of the birds, the rustle of the leaves, and the fragrance of earth are mere background noise. Yet if you pause, take a deep breath, and allow yourself to truly be in that moment, something shifts. The forest comes alive, and in that aliveness you find a part of yourself awakening. This awakened self is more receptive, calm, and connected. It's in this state of connection that our higher self whispers become audible. The art of aligning with the present moment is similar to the ancient practice of mindfulness. It's about being fully engaged in whatever we're doing, feeling, or thinking at the moment without judgment or distraction. This doesn't mean ignoring our responsibilities or planning for the future, but rather engaging with our current experience with full awareness. When we wash dishes, we feel the warmth of the water and the smoothness of the dishes. When we eat, we savor each bite, noticing the textures and flavors. Parables from various traditions echo this wisdom. Consider the Zen parable of the tea ceremony, where the act of preparing and drinking tea is not just a routine, but a profound practice of mindfulness. Every step, from boiling water to pouring tea, is done with complete focus and presence, making the mundane sacred. This parable teaches us that by immersing ourselves in the now, we create a space for our higher self to communicate with us. But why is the present moment so powerful? Because it's in the present that the noise of the ego subsides. The ego thrives on the past and the future, on regrets and worries. When we anchor ourselves in the now, the ego's grip loosens and our true essence can shine through. This essence is not tainted by societal expectations, fears, or scripted narratives. It's pure, authentic, and infinitely wise. It's the part of us that knows our true path, our deepest desires, and our untapped potentials. Aligning with the present moment, therefore, is not just about mindfulness. It's about creating a conduit for our higher self to guide us. It's about opening our hearts and minds to the wisdom that has always been there, waiting for us to listen. As we embark on this journey of alignment, we discover that the guidance we seek is closer than we thought. It's in the gentle nudge to take a different path on our morning walk, in the sudden inspiration that comes when we're fully engaged in a task, or in the peace that envelops us when we truly listen to someone. Chapter 2. Tuning into intuition. In order to listen to the higher self, we must delve into a practice deeply rooted in the wisdom of sages and mystics throughout the ages, tuning into intuition. Intuition, often described as the inner knowing or gut feeling, is a direct line to our higher self. It bypasses the rational mind, offering guidance that feels both profound and inherently right. This part of our exploration seeks to illuminate how to harness this powerful tool. Imagine standing at a crossroads with no signposts or maps to guide you. Your mind may analyze each path, weighing pros and cons, but there's a part of you that already knows which way to go. This knowing doesn't shout, it whispers, nudging you gently but firmly. That's intuition at work, a compass gifted to us by our higher self. Tuning into our intuition starts with recognizing that it speaks a different language than our logical mind. It communicates through feelings, sensations, and sometimes through symbols in dreams or meditations. To hear it, we must learn to listen differently. One way to foster this connection is by creating space for silence and reflection. In the hustle of daily life, our intuition's voice is easily drowned out. By setting aside time for stillness, we allow ourselves to hear it more clearly. This could be through meditation, spending time in nature, or simply sitting quietly with our thoughts. The key is to be receptive and open without expectation. The practice of tuning into intuition can be likened to learning a new instrument. At first, the sounds may be awkward and uncertain, but with patience and practice, we begin to recognize the melody. Similarly, as we tune into our intuition, we learn to distinguish its guidance from the cacophony of our thoughts and emotions. Philosophical traditions like Stoicism emphasize the importance of introspection and listening to one's inner voice as pathways to wisdom. They teach us that within each of us lies a wellspring of knowledge, untainted by external influences. By turning inward, we tap into this source. It's also beneficial to keep a journal of intuitive insights and hunches. Over time, you'll notice patterns and how often your intuition was pointing you in the right direction. This not only strengthens your trust in your inner guidance system, but also helps clarify the ways in which your higher self communicates with you. However, tuning into intuition also requires discernment. It's crucial to differentiate between fear-based reactions and genuine intuitive guidance. Fear is often loud, insistent, and rooted in past experiences or future anxieties. Intuition, on the other hand, feels more grounded, peaceful, and centered, even if it leads us out of our comfort zone. This journey of connecting with our intuition echoes the teachings of the philosopher Baruch Spinoza, who lived in the 17th century. Spinoza believed that by understanding our inner nature and the nature of the universe, we could achieve true happiness and peace. He argued that everything in the universe is connected, and by aligning our mind with this universal truth, we can access a deeper wisdom. Spinoza's philosophy encourages us to look beyond our immediate perceptions and emotions to the underlying reality that connects us all. He suggests that by doing so, we tap into a form of intuition that is much more profound than mere gut feelings. This intuition is a direct understanding of the unity of all things, which brings with it a sense of peace and contentment. According to Spinoza, to reach this state of understanding and connection, we must cultivate a certain way of living and thinking. This involves embracing our emotions and experiences not as definitive truths, but as parts of a larger, more complex puzzle. By observing and reflecting upon our experiences without attachment, we can begin to see the broader patterns and laws that govern the universe. By tuning into our intuition, we open ourselves to guidance that is perfectly aligned with our soul's journey. It's a reminder that we are not alone on this path. Our higher self is always with us, offering direction and support. Chapter 3: Shadow Work. Embarking further into the depths of self-discovery and connection with our higher self, we venture into the realm of shadow work. This practice, often overlooked yet profoundly transformative, invites us to confront and integrate the parts of ourselves we've turned away from. Shadow work is not just a method, it's a journey towards wholeness, where we uncover the hidden treasures of our psyche and learn to embrace the full spectrum of our being. The concept of the shadow was first introduced by Carl Jung, who believed that within each of us resides an unconscious aspect that we perceive as negative and, therefore, choose to repress. These repressed parts can include everything from unacknowledged fears to suppressed desires and unresolved inner conflicts. By ignoring them, we give these shadows power over our lives, often manifesting as inexplicable anxieties, self-sabotage, and patterns we can't seem to break. Shadow work requires courage. It asks us to dive into the parts of ourselves we've been taught to hide or feel ashamed of. Yet, it is within these dark corners that our higher self whispers invaluable truths, guiding us towards healing and authenticity. The process begins with acknowledgement. We must first recognize that the shadow exists and that it holds key insights into our deepest selves. This step is not about judgment, but about curiosity and compassion. Imagine encountering a scared child in a dark forest. Would you turn away, or would you approach with understanding and care? This child represents the neglected parts of ourselves, longing for acknowledgement and love. Reflection plays a crucial role in shadow work. Through practices such as journaling, meditation, and guided imagery, we can explore our inner landscape and begin dialoguing with our shadows. Questions like, "What am I most afraid of?" or "Why does this particular situation trigger me so deeply?" can open gateways to profound insights. Integration is the goal of shadow work. It's not about eradicating these darker aspects, but rather understanding their origin and finding ways to incorporate them into our being. This integration brings about a sense of peace and wholeness, as we no longer expend energy trying to fight or suppress parts of ourselves. Philosophical and spiritual traditions across the world speak to the importance of embracing our entire self. The Taoist concept of yin and yang, for example, teaches us about the balance of opposites, suggesting that harmony comes from acknowledging and integrating all facets of existence, including our own nature. Through shadow work, we learn that our higher self is not just the light, but also the darkness. It is the synthesis of all we are. As we integrate our shadows, we become more authentic and empowered, able to navigate life with greater wisdom and compassion. Consider the parable of the two wolves within us, representing light and dark. The one that thrives is the one we feed, but true power comes from understanding and acknowledging both. This teaches us that denying our darkness only leads to imbalance, while embracing it leads to true strength and harmony. Chapter 4. Dream analysis. Dreams, those mysterious narratives that play out in our sleep, are not just random sequences of thoughts and images. They are rich with symbolism and messages from our subconscious and indeed our higher self. Engaging in dream analysis opens a unique and potent channel for understanding our innermost desires, fears, and guidance towards personal growth. Dreams have been regarded across cultures and epochs as windows to the soul, offering insights that the waking mind may overlook or suppress. From the dream temples of ancient Greece to the psychoanalytic couch of Freud and Jung, dreams have been analyzed to unlock messages from the deeper recesses of the psyche. By exploring our dreams, we can gain insights into our path, uncover hidden strengths, and address unresolved issues. The process of dream analysis begins with the simple act of remembering. Keeping a dream journal by your bed and writing down dreams upon waking helps preserve the ephemeral messages delivered in sleep. This act of recording can itself be a meditation, a way of telling the higher self you are listening and open to its wisdom. Interpreting dreams requires an open mind and patience. Dreams speak the language of symbols, where objects, people, and scenarios aren't always what they seem. A house might represent the self, and the condition of the house could reflect your current emotional or psychological state. Water often symbolizes emotions, and the state of the water, calm, stormy, clear, murky, can give insights into your emotional well-being. The process isn't about applying one-size-fits-all meanings, but rather exploring what the symbols and narratives mean to you personally. It involves asking yourself questions about how you feel in the dream, the standout symbols, and their significance in your waking life. This introspective practice can illuminate your deepest desires, fears, and the steps you may need to take towards healing and fulfillment. Jungian psychology offers a valuable framework for dream analysis, emphasizing the role of archetypes and the collective unconscious. According to Jung, our dreams are not just personal, but tap into a universal bank of symbols and themes shared among all humans. By deciphering these symbols, we can connect not only with our higher self, but with the collective wisdom of humanity. Dream analysis is also a practice of mindfulness. It encourages us to live more attuned to our inner world, recognizing the interconnectedness of our conscious and unconscious lives. By paying attention to our dreams, we affirm the value of our inner experiences, fostering a deeper relationship with ourselves. Consider the tale of the dreamer who, lost in a vast desert in their dream, discovers an oasis with a single tree in the middle. The dreamer sees this tree as a symbol of resilience and nourishment. Upon waking, they reflect on this symbol, realizing their need for self-care and connection to nature in their waking life. This dream, a message from the dreamer's higher self, prompted a meaningful change in their life path. Dream analysis is a journey into the depths of the self, a dialogue with our higher self that can enlighten, challenge, and inspire. It's an invitation to explore the uncharted territories of our subconscious, revealing layers of meaning and guidance that can profoundly impact our waking life. Chapter 5. Meaningful synchronicities. These meaningful coincidences occur when seemingly unrelated events align in a way that holds significant personal meaning. Synchronicities are whispers from the universe, hints from our higher self that we are on the right path, or perhaps messages nudging us to pay attention to something important in our lives. To engage with synchronicities, the first step is to cultivate a mindset of openness and awareness. It involves paying attention to the patterns and symbols that appear in our lives and recognizing the potential meaning they might hold. This doesn't mean looking for signs in everything, but rather remaining open to the possibility that certain events, encounters, or symbols might carry a message from our higher self. For instance, you might think of a friend you haven't seen in years, only to unexpectedly run into them shortly after. Or, during a period of indecision, you come across a book or a quote that speaks directly to your situation, offering clarity and direction. These are not mere coincidences, but synchronicities that can guide us towards our higher purpose or offer solutions to our problems. Engaging with synchronicities requires a balance between skepticism and belief. It's not about blindly following every sign, but rather discerning which ones resonate deeply with us, prompting reflection or action. It's a practice of intuition, connecting the dots between our inner experiences and the external world in a way that feels meaningful and aligned with our journey. Documenting these moments can be incredibly powerful. Keeping a journal where you note down synchronicities, your thoughts and feelings about them, and any actions you took as a result can help you identify patterns and themes in your life. This reflective practice can enhance your awareness of the interconnectedness between your inner and outer worlds, strengthening your connection with your higher self. Synchronicities often guide us through crossroads or periods of transformation, acting as affirmations that we are not alone and that the universe supports our journey. They remind us that our paths are woven into the larger tapestry of existence, with each thread connected in ways we might only partially understand. Chapter 6. Silence retreats. In the tranquility of silence, the noise of the world fades away, allowing us to listen more intently to the subtle murmurs of our inner being. Silence retreats serve not just as a respite from the ceaseless chatter of our daily lives, but as a sacred space where profound self-discovery and introspection can occur. In the embrace of silence, our usual distractions dissolve, and we are left with the essence of our being. This environment acts as a mirror, reflecting the truths we often overlook or avoid in the hustle of routine life. As thoughts slow down and the mind settles, we find ourselves in a state of heightened awareness, more receptive to the insights and guidance of our higher self. The structure of a silence retreat varies, ranging from days to weeks, often in settings that support introspection and connection with nature. The absence of verbal communication, digital devices, and even eye contact in some practices shifts our focus inward, peeling away layers of social personas to reveal our authentic selves. This quietude is not merely the absence of noise, but a profound presence that invites us into a deep dialogue with our innermost selves. It's here, in the stillness, that we can hear the whispers of our higher self more clearly. Guidance, reassurances, and insights that are too easily missed amid the cacophony of our regular environments. Through meditation, mindful walking, journaling, or simply sitting in nature, participants of silence retreats engage in practices that foster self-awareness and spiritual renewal. This time of reflection can illuminate our deepest desires, fears, and blocks, offering clarity and direction. The benefits of such retreats extend beyond the duration of the silence. Emerging from the quiet, many report a renewed sense of purpose, deeper empathy, and a heightened appreciation for the simple joys of life. The insights gained during this time of introspection often lead to transformative changes, aligning actions more closely with one's true self and purpose. One specific monk who profoundly embraced the practice of silence retreats was Thomas Merton, a Trappist monk, writer, theologian, mystic, poet, social activist, and scholar of comparative religion. Born in France in 1915 and later moving to the United States, Merton became one of the most influential Catholic writers of the 20th century. His journey into monastic life began in 1941 when he entered the Abbey of Gethsemane in Kentucky, a community known for its commitment to the contemplative life and the practice of silence. Merton's experiences in silence retreats were not only a pivotal part of his spiritual journey, but also a central theme in his writings. In his autobiography, The Seven-Story Mountain, he recounts his transformative journey into the monastic life, highlighting the profound impact of silence on his inner transformation. Merton believed that silence was not just a retreat from the world, but a gateway to encountering the divine. He wrote extensively on the subject, advocating for the power of silence to reveal our true self and connect us with God. For Merton, the practice of silence was both a personal path to holiness and a form of resistance against the noise and distractions of modern society. He saw silence as a space for listening deeply to God's presence in our lives, enabling a deeper understanding of oneself and one's place in the world. Merton's retreats into silence were times of intense personal reflection, prayer, and connection with nature, which he often described as encounters with the divine. As you reflect on these methods, remember that the journey inward is deeply personal and ongoing. Your higher self is always speaking. It's up to us to listen. I hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, feel free to subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching.